This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Vermeer Corporation, Melcher Dallas Schools, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pleasantville Schools, Sully Transport, and 3M. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golf Cars of Iowa, City of Pella, Don's Heating and Cooling in Knoxville, Central College, Raceway Tire and Exhaust in Knoxville, Precision Pulley and Idler of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville and Melcher Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back to school. What's it like to be a superintendent of schools, working every day to make your school system a better place for students, staff, and the community? Let's go in depth with Steve Mitchell, superintendent of schools, and students and staff of Melcher Dallas Elementary and High Schools. Steve, where did you grow up?
Webster City, Iowa.
Webster City. And what brought you to Melcher Dallas?
This position as a superintendent and the small community and the opportunity to educate my kids in what I consider to be a really nice place where you can be involved with their lives, watch them grow, and help others and watch a community that's supportive of education in general.
And what made you want to be a teacher?
I liked athletics. I went out of high school to a vocational school. Took 2 years of auto mechanics at DMAC. From there, I missed the athletics, I missed the kids, and I decided to get my degree in industrial arts. So I went to UNI and got my teaching degree so I could go back and teach and coach.
And you don't regret that at all?
Not at all.
Well, when I was coming into the building, I heard children's voices. Do you think it'd be okay if we wandered the halls a little bit?
Bob, I would love to show you the school. And the one thing when you called and asked me to speak, you know, I don't like speaking in front of a bunch of people. But one thing I do want to show you visually is look at the wonderful things going on here. And when we walked through the school, and I didn't give my teachers any heads up, so they were going to be wanting to show you all kinds of neat things. And when we'll come back and we can talk about those things, I'd love to do that.
All right, well, great. I'll follow you.
We've made a lot of changes in our facilities. If you notice the high school, we put a new entryway. I'm going to walk you through the elementary right now and look at the first thing at the elementary you'll see is a brand new gym floor. The tile was just put in, and that's been a huge improvement here. Although this building and this facility is only 10 years old, and it's only on one level, so it accommodates kids real well.
Oh, it's great. What a
this is a good improvement. And this is just where all the kids meet in the morning. And those who don't have breakfast have it while the others collect their books and get things ready. And we go through some of the Super Saint awards and meet the kids every day.
Oh, it's a nice facility. And the ladies are getting lunch ready.
Yep. Second grade, this is Mrs. Offenberger. And we probably can step in and
We'd bother him.
I don't think so. Mrs. Offenberger's good. Although she's just now using a whiteboard, so some of the technology is kind of nice to see. I'll ask her if we can interrupt. Mrs. Offenberger, I have Dr. Bob Leonard here. He's taping right now. So this could be on the radio, and this is our second grade class. Could you guys please say, hi, Dr. Bob?
Hi, Dr. Bob.
He may put that on the radio, so you may hear your voice if you're listening to KNIA KRLS.
How are you all this morning?
Good.
You learning lots?
Yeah.
And Mrs. Offenberger, how is she as a teacher?
Good.
She's a good teacher.
Yeah.
One thing you guys see different in this classroom is a whiteboard, and Mrs. Offenberger is using some things that she's never used in the past. So
yes, we use it every day, don't we?
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier to learn, and we get to do different things on it in math. We've used it in science. We use it in practically every subject we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Helps you learn?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about learning, Garrett?
Phonics.
You like phonics?
Yep.
Me too. Benjamin?
Math.
Math is fun. Zoe, what do you like about school?
Homework.
You like homework. That's a great attitude to have. Gabby?
And I like homework, math, and everything that's in the school because then your brain will get smarter.
I like everything.
And what's your name?
Jaden.
Jaden, okay.
Mercedes, I like math and homework.
You know, for my listening audience, I have to say almost everybody has their hands up. This is a very enthusiastic class. We'll do one more.
Problems.
Problems? You like problem solving?
Like 6 plus 6 equals 12.
You've got a great class.
I do. They are a lot of fun to work with. They're doing an awesome job already this year. We've learned lots.
Why did you get into education?
Well, you know, I didn't start out doing that in college, and then I changed rather quickly, and I've loved it ever since. Because I love working with kids. It's new and challenging every day, every year, and never gets boring.
And your room is bright and colorful and just all kinds of smiles. You're pretty lucky, aren't you?
I am very lucky. I feel that way. I do. Education is a good job to get into.
Anything you'd like to tell the listening audience about your role as a teacher or Melcher Dallas Schools or anything you'd like to share?
Well, I do. I actually went to school here myself, have grown up in the community. I think we have a wonderful community, school district, great parents to work with. That's what makes my job easier. I get to work with good parents that help me work with their kids. And so I think we just need to keep it up.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Marion County Auto Body, J&M Truck and Equipment Repair of Pella, iHealth Solutions of Knoxville, Tom's Collision Center of Pella, Twin Cedar Schools, and Pella Cooperative Electric. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central Cellular in Knoxville, Pella and Sully, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Knoxville, Meninga Pest Control in Pella, Home Check Home and Landlord Services by Park Woodle, Plum Supply of Pella, Stan and Shirley with Stan's Drywall in Pella, and the Knoxville Raceway.
I continued my tour of Melcher Dallas Schools with Steve Mitchell, superintendent.
So it's one of our first grade classes. It was a big, we have 27 kids and we divided it in two. So it's a smaller, they get a lot more accomplished when they're in smaller groups. Mrs. Branson's class. This is Dr. Bob. He's from KNIA, KRLS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good.
You learning a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is a nice class size, isn't it?
It's a wonderful class size.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 kids?
14.
And Mrs. Branson, how did you get into teaching?
I actually wanted to be a teacher since I was in first grade myself. So I took classes, decided it's not what I wanted to do, went down another path, and then decided to come back to teaching. So
first grade?
In first grade, that's how old I was when I said I wanted to be a teacher.
All right, does anybody want to be on the radio?
Yes.
What's your name, young lady?
Madison.
What's your favorite part of learning?
Math.
Logan, what do you like about school?
Phonics.
Phonics. Boy, a lot of phonics fans in this school. Evan, what do you like about school?
Math and phonics.
All right. And I have to tell my listening audience, everybody has their hands up.
My name is Brianna, and I like to do phonics.
Braden, what do you like about school?
P.E.
small class size, lots of kids eager to learn, everybody's got their hands up. What's the best part about teaching to you?
Seeing when they've been successful at something and just being able to work with them every day.
And is there anything you'd like to share with the listening community about Melcher Dallas Schools, the kids, anything about it?
I think the kids here are wonderful. They get along with one another, very supportive of everybody.
Oh,
just kind of more like a family.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Pella Regional Health Center, Brookwood Incorporated in Knoxville, Pleasantville Clinic, McKay Insurance in Knoxville, Verduft Agency of Pella, Marion County Fair Association, and Country Inn & Suites of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Recreation Center, Strawver's True Value, Radio Shack and U.S. Cellular, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Two Rivers Cooperative, Digital Galleria Designs of Pella, and Mike's Towing in Knoxville.
I continued my tour of Melcher Dallas Schools with Steve Mitchell, superintendent.
This is our other first grade class that's divided into. This is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Hi, I'm Miss Leakty.
Miss Jennifer Leakty, she does a lot of active things. She likes to teach through teaching kids song and then keeping them energetic. So she made a statement to me that she doesn't like sitting in a desk very long every day, so she assumed the kids don't either. So you'll see this class up and moving and jumping and keeping busy and singing, and this is just a great class.
All right, well, I'm going to wander over. They're on the floor over here, and they're engaged in some activity. What were you kids doing?
Calendar.
The calendar. You were learning the calendar. And so what did we learn about the calendar today?
That on Monday we're not going to have school.
Oh, okay. What else did we learn?
It's the first day of September.
First day of the month, isn't it? And what do you like about teaching?
I enjoy working with the children and just being creative and helping them learn.
Do you kids have a song for our listening audience?
Countdown to Blast Off. Mm-hmm.
Let's go show them that song.
Yeah.
I have to get it ready on the CD.
Yeah.
All right, great.
This is a song about counting forward and then counting backwards, how the astronauts do it, and we get ready to with our space gear.
All right.
You should start standing. We're going to be counting up first and getting our safety equipment on. I had kindergarten last year, so I have half of the class from last year, so they remember this song, and the other half have sang it once, but they enjoy it too.
Down to blast off. Countdown to blast off.
Mr. Mitchell can't hear you.
Mission control to astronauts. Space travel check. Astronauts ready.
Check.
One. Space helmets on. Two, space boots on.
Put your boots
tap,
on.
Step. Three, safety gloves on. Four, space belts locked.
Lock
click,
in.
Click. Five, space ice
we
cream.
Might need a little snack.
Taste. Chocolate. Astronauts, take one big step to the spacecraft elevator.
All right, we're
going
to get ready to go up.
Going up. Level one,
Three, four, five.
We're going higher and higher.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
We made it to the top. Now sit down in your spacecraft chair. Lock in and ready for countdown to blast off. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one,
well, what what a great song.
Thank you.
So that has them moving, they're active, they're using their imaginations, they're putting themselves in the role of an astronaut, and just getting ready, and they're happy and singing, and all kinds of elements of learning in that song.
Definitely, all kinds of things.
So is that a common song? Is that a common activity in trying to integrate all of the...
The skills, the moving, and the counting... And the thing that I appreciate most about music is, if you noticed, when they were singing, they were not just sitting there looking kind of upset. They had smiles on their faces, and, you know, they seemed to be enjoying what they were doing, and that just makes it more fun for all of us.
And using their imagination, we had astronauts here this morning in our minds. Weren't we all astronauts? People nodding and smiling.
Yep.
I felt like I was an astronaut. Thanks so much for your time, everybody, for your time this morning. Do you have anything that you'd like to tell people, the listeners out there, about your schools, your philosophy of education, anything that they might not know about the schools that you'd like to share?
I just work really hard with the kids on some of our rules about being safe, respectful, and responsible. I feel those are important to instill in children when they're young because they're life skills that we use every day as an adult. And a lot of them really do a good job. Lucas already has a ticket on his desk this morning. Could you tell him why you have a Super Saint ticket on your desk?
Because that calendar, I raised my hand.
So you're teaching them their vowels, their math, phonics, all kinds of things, and how to be good, respectful citizens.
Definitely.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Skuring and Utermarkt of Pella, Knoxville Anesthesiologist Services, Sparks Auto, Iowa Dermatology, Pella Motors, Gata Enterprises in Knoxville, and Knoxville Insurance. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Beatty Law Firm, Niall Hicks Attorney, Pella Christian Grade Schools, McGriff's of New Sharon, Knoxville Schools, and Twyla Wilson, Shackley Organic Supplements Provider.
I continued my tour of Melcher Dallas Schools with Steve Mitchell, superintendent.
Come on in here, Bob. Hey, I have Dr. Bob Leonard here. He's got the tape recorder going. He does these interviews with people every now and then. So I'm just walking him around and showing him some of our elementary and high school classes. And I said, Mrs. Marasco is a new teacher that I hear some great things about.
What are you teaching in this class?
This is Foods 1. So we've been going over basic nutrition, the food guide, myplate.gov. Now we are starting to go over the lab rules for in the kitchen because they're going to be cooking tomorrow.
Now, when I was in school, this dates me, only girls did cooking at school. It's not that way anymore, is it?
No, because guys will have to feed themselves eventually, so they need to know how to cook something better than cereal or macaroni and cheese.
What do you like about Melcher Dallas Schools?
I like the teachers and how much they help you, and just the whole school system and how nice everybody is and willing to help, basically.
So, Matt, what's your favorite class?
History.
History. What is it about history that you like?
I like the teacher the best. It's Mr. Knipper. He's been teaching here for a while. The way that he helps us with our work and helps us understand just the meaning of it and getting deep into it. And just, you know, you can walk out of that class every day, you know, if you learn something new.
Well, that sounds like a great class. Why does history matter?
We have to know about our past and what, like, our country went through to get to the point that it is today.
Mallory, do you have a favorite part of school, a favorite teacher, anything you'd like to share?
Mr. Sunken, the PE teacher.
What is it about Mr. Sunken that's also good?
During sports, he gives good speeches and makes you work to your fullest so you succeed in everything you do.
So he's inspirational?
Yeah.
And so in that way, he's leading, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so are you learning from that? You want to emulate him, you think? Someday you'll want to be like that?
Yes.
All right, any other teachers that you want to mention that are doing a good job?
Mrs. Heberlin.
Mrs. Heberlin. What is it about Mrs. Heberlin?
She helps you get your work done. She explains things so you understand them.
And what's your favorite class?
It'd be midterm, this college class I'm taking.
College classes already. That's great.
Yeah, but it's just one. It's about healthcare.
And you want to go into the healthcare field?
Yeah.
And so Melcher Dallas is providing you that opportunity to learn something that'll further your career.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about it?
We haven't really done hands-on things yet, but knowing, like, all the bodies already, and we've only been in it for, like, 2-3 weeks, and, like, she lets us demonstrate it. She doesn't just teach it to us. She lets us actually, like, interact with each other. Like, she had us do this thing where we be able to point to where it's at. We don't just have to write it down. We actually have to, like, demonstrate it and, like, present it to the class.
Well, yeah. So all very interactive. And
yeah, and then we get to go on field trips and stuff, too.
And so someday you might be a doctor or nurse.
I hope so.
Well, Steve, thanks for the tour. What a bunch of great students.
Great teachers. I wish we could do more, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been fun to go along even more. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners today about things that are happening in Melcher Dallas schools?
Well, I think our kids are involved with things. I think that when they're in athletics, when they're in music programs, when they're spending late nights at school, when they're engaged with their class and their community, then I think they're not on Facebook as much or watching TV or movies or doing something that may be very unproductive. So we're really proud that our percentage of kids is high, very high, compared to schools that have, you're only going to have 5 starting on a basketball team, whether you're Des Moines or Melcher Dallas. So our percentage proportionally is going to be huge. And I think that those involvements are what make a good education for the kids, along with the fact that now we can provide college credits for kids and can give them opportunities that they would have never had before. So we can hopefully take the best of technology and also keep the best of the physical activities. We've been involved with the Healthier U.S. Challenge, and we know that we have a societal issue on health and wellness, so we're trying to target that. We know that we've had some tough issues here, and we need to be professional, we need to be confidential, we need to be caring and patient, and I think that our community should expect that from their superintendent, which I have as goals for myself. And I have told the staff those are the things I think we need to focus on this year, and we need to just look forward to the future and get these kids the opportunities they need and keep them engaged.
Thanks to Steve Mitchell and the students and staff of Melcher Dallas Schools for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.